From Spark and Anvil and LinguaQuest, this is Weft in Chapter 1 of the LinguaQuest cast. This drama uses an AI-generated voice, voiced via Gemini 2.5.
Weft worked at a great loom in the LinguaQuest world, and she was always weaving, but what she wove was sentences. She was a many-handed, nimble creature, and on her loom, she'd lay out three color threads, one for who, the subject, one for does, the verb, one for what, the object, and weave them into a sentence. The marvel was that she could weave the same three threads in different orders, and each weave was a complete correct sentence in some language somewhere. Who does what? Who what does? Does who what? Each one whole, each one sensible.
You wove the same three threads three different ways, a young traveler said. And every one is a real working sentence, Weft said, hands flying. My name is Weft. I keep word order, how languages arrange their words. She held up her threads. English usually weaves who, does, what. The cat chased the mouse. But loads of languages weave who, what does, putting the verb at the very end. Others put the verb first. None of them is backwards. Each is its own steady weave. Mira, the mentor, watched as a young traveler said, but putting the verb last sounds backwards to me.
It sounds backwards because your weave puts it in the middle, Weft said gently. But think, to a child who grows up weaving the verb last, English looks like it dumps the verb in too early. She wove a verb final sentence smoothly, and it held together perfectly. There's no backwards in weaving, there's only different patterns. The verb last weave is used by an enormous share of the world's people, and it works flawlessly. It carries jokes and laws and love poems just fine. She smiled. Backwards is just a word we use for not the order I happen to be used to. The young traveler considered this. So my order isn't the normal one. It's just my one. Exactly, Weft said. Every weave is somebody's normal.
Mira asked Weft to join the academy. Travelers think their own word order is the logical one, and the rest are backwards, she said. Would you weave them out of that idea? Weft agreed, all hands ready. When she teaches, she lets travelers weave the same three threads into different orders themselves, then read each one aloud as if it were perfectly natural, because somewhere it is. Once you've woven the verb last with your own hands, she says, you stop hearing it as wrong. You start hearing it as just another good pattern. A young traveler wove a verb final sentence, and to her surprise, found it felt elegant, tidy, with the action landing last like a satisfying click. It's actually kind of nice, she admitted. It is, Left said. Every weave has its own beauty, once you stop measuring it against your own.
After the lesson, Left sat at her loom with the young travelers as the light dimmed, idly weaving a small pretty sentence in some far-off order, just for the calm of it. For a long time, Weft had grown weary of hearing her many weaves called backwards, scrambled, or confusing, always measured against one particular order, as if that one were the true shape and all the rest were mistakes. She'd wondered if people would ever see her patterns as patterns rather than errors. But weaving quietly in the dusk, with travelers beside her who now wove all the orders happily, Weft felt that weariness lift. There had never been a backwards weave. There was only the rich, true fact that human minds had found many good ways to arrange their words, each one whole, each one logical, each one somebody's home. And helping a traveler feel that in their own hands, feel different, stop meaning wrong, was the weave she was proudest of. A warm, many-handed contentment settled over her. No order was the right order. They were all the right order, to someone. And she wove on, content, in the gentle dark.
You've been listening to a Spark and Anvil chapter
written by the Spark and Anvil writing team for ages 9 to 14. Spark and Anvil is a 501c3 public charity. Apps stay free forever. Curriculum aligned to WEFT. Released under Creative Commons BY-NC-SA 4.0 for educational reuse. Visit Spark and Anvil for the full transcript.